This is Dr. Indigo dictating a disability physical, a pediatric consultative examination for a claimant by the name of Chris Gomez. Date of birth, February 27, 2012. Date of examination, November 14, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Driscoll's Children's Hospital, dated 7/22/22. The informant is a mother. Her name is Lara Gonzalez. Identifying information, this is a 11-year-old female who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of seizures / convulsions, surgery of a arterial venous malformation of the brain, and learning problems. The claimant is presently in the sixth grade, but does not appear to be doing well in school. She is in a special program where they give her extra time to do her her test and studies. The mother states that she has problems with her because she does not like to study and has trouble motivating her to study in her class. Her parents are married at this time, and her father is a carpenter. He works 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. The mother stays at home and takes care of the children, and the claimant is not receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegations, number one, seizures / convulsions. Number two, surgery of a arterial venous malformation of the brain. Number three, learning problems. History of allegations. Number one, seizures / convulsions. The mother states that after the surgery on July 2022, the claimant developed grand mal seizures secondary to the arterial venous malformation of the brain and the stroke that was happening when she had the cerebral vascular accident. The mother denies any problems with trauma, drug withdrawal, or any infectious diseases. The claimant would have 3 seizures per day, and the last time she was in the emergency room was in September 2022. And it was also the last time she was hospitalized, which was in September of 2022. Her postictal symptoms included sleepiness, appearing to be lost, decreased memory, tiredness, and sometimes the biting of her tongue. The claimant was on Keppra for the seizure disorder. However, her symptoms have subsided, and she's being observed closely and is presently taking Nayzilam, one spray. PRN is needed for seizures. The medication is Nayzilam, which is a nasal spray to prevent seizures. At the present time, she was diagnosed with grand mal seizures secondary to a cerebral vascular accident, which was a arterial venous malformation in her brain. Her condition is stable, and she is doing much better. She did have positive EEGs, but is being observed closely for her condition. allegation number 2, arteriovenous malformation of the brain. The mother states that in July of 2022, she presented her daughter to Driscoll Hospital in Corpus Christi after she collapsed and started having seizures at a athletic running meet at school. The claimant was diagnosed with a AV malformation, and eventually, once she was stabilized for 1 month at Driscoll Hospital, was sent to Santa Rosa Hospital, where she was evaluated and treated further for her AV malformation. The claimant presented with severe weakness, headaches, right hemiparesis / plegia, decreased balance, but normal vision. Her speech was aphasic, and her mental status was confused, disoriented, with decreased cognitive function. She did also have seizure disorders and a syncopal episode. Her residual symptoms include normal function of both sides of her body, mild decreased balance, but normal vision. Her speech is normal, and her mental status is normal at this time. She hasn't had no more seizures or syncopal episodes. Her limitations include being able to walk 1 mile, stand for 1 hour, climb 2 flights of stairs, and she does not need an assistive device. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, sweep a room, button her clothes, and lift approximately 3 pounds above her head. She was given Nasylan nasal spray for any abrupt seizures that she may have, but at the present time she is on no medication for her condition and appears to be doing fairly well. She does still have some problems with dorsiflexing the right foot. The claimant did have multiple surgeries performed. She had a status post right frontal temporal craniotomy and resection of a arteriovenous malformation, which was performed August the 5th, 2022, with a cranioplasty. She was diagnosed with a spontaneous intraperitoneal hemorrhage, intraventricular hemorrhage, and subarachnoid hemorrhage with EVD placement, which was placed on 7/22/22 to relieve pressure of the brain. She suffered from right hemiparesis / plegia, which has since resolved, and she did have a left to right solfalcine herniation, which has resolved. Her condition appears to be stable at this time and appears to be doing well. Allegation number 3, learning problems. As noted earlier, the claimant is in the 6th grade and has had difficulty in classes. She is not doing very well in classes, and mother states that she's barely passing a few classes, but most classes she's making 50 to 60 grade levels. She is being given extra time to do her exams, and she is in a regular classroom. The mother states that she has had difficulty in trying to make her study. She does not enjoy going to school, which has made the situation more difficult. Review of systems. The claimant does have problems with headaches, visual problems, occasional shakiness, but no other problems except dizziness and decreased balance. The claimant does suffer from dizziness, comma, but no hearing problems, no clumsiness, vomiting, loose stools, hard stools, soiling, bedwetting / day wetting, muscle weakness, abnormal posture, poor appetite, or rashes. The claimant is a loner. She does fight often with her peers, adults, and siblings, and is scheduled to see a psychiatrist to evaluate why she's doing so poorly in school. She likes to run, and she likes boxing, but is not allowed to do that at this time. She also enjoys dancing and looking at videos, and states that she likes to eat all the time. She is presently in the sixth grade and in a regular classroom, and is given more time to do her assignments. She was homeschooled the fifth year, and was doing fairly well. However, now she's in a regular setting, and she's not studying very well and is making poor grades. She appears to be disinterested in school at this time. The claimant's mother complains that she doesn't do many things that need to be done around the house and does not appear to be interested. Developmental milestones. The claimant was an easy to care for infant from 0 to 18 months of age and was an easy to care for toddler from 18 to 48 months of age, except for the fact that she did have decreased vision and the mother had to give her a little bit more attention at that time, but otherwise was a normal development. The claimant sat alone without support at 8 months, crawled at 8 months, walked without support at 1 year, 3 months, said her first words at 1 year, said her first sentence at 2.5 years, self-dressed without help at 4 years, was bladder trained during the day at 3 years, was bladder trained during the night at 3 years, and was bowel trained at 3.5 years. During the first 3 years of life, the child frequently had temper tantrums, comma, had extreme mood changes, comma, enjoyed being held, comma, enjoyed exploring the surrounding environment, comma, and was very active. Also, during the first 3 years of life, the claimant sometimes cried, but was rarely afraid of new faces, was distractible, was unresponsive to discipline, was destructive, engaged in self-hurting or injuring behavior, or was predictable or not predictable in terms of sleep and waking patterns. Birth history. The mother states that the claimant was born prematurely at 36 weeks of age and appeared to have the umbilical cord around her neck, and the baby was unable to be born vaginally. She was delivered at Regional Medical Center in McAllen, Texas. The claimant says she was in labor for 5 hours. The delivery was not aided by instruments. She was a cesarean section. She was a one-baby birth and was not blue at birth, jaundice or at birth, or given oxygen at birth. She was not placed in an incubator, and the baby appeared to be normal at that time. She weighed approximately 7 pounds. The mother says she had a normal length, but she does not recall what her length was. The mother stayed in the hospital for 3 days, as well as the baby, and then they were dismissed. Medical problems, learning disability, comma, arteriovenous malformation of the brain, comma, with status post right frontal temporal craniotomy and resection of the atrial venous malformation on August the 5th, 2022 with cranioplasty, spontaneous intraparenchymine hemorrhage with intraventricular hemorrhage as well as a subacronoid hemorrhage with EVD placement on July the 22nd, 2022 to resolve pressure in the brain. The claimant presented with a right hemiparesis / plasia, which has resolved, and it also had a left to right self-falcine herniation, which has gotten better. The claimant has also suffered from pediculosis capitis and has had urinary tract infections secondary to E. coli. Social history, nobody in the family smokes, comma. Alcohol, nobody in the family drinks alcoholic beverages. There is no one in the family with delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the mother states that nobody in the family uses marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. There are four other siblings in the family, and all her siblings are normal and very active in sports. There are two twins that are 23 years of age, a 14-year-old and a 26-year-old, and they're all normal with no problems at this time. There are five people that live in one house. The claimant's parents are married and in a stable relationship, and the father is working at this time. The father has no medical problems as well as the mother. They are both from Mexico, and they both have a high school degree. Could you please drop down to medications? The claimant is presently taking Nazilon nasal spray for any abrupt seizures, which is one spray, PRN, is needed. The name of the spray is Nazilan. Allergies, no known allergies. Other radiology reports. The claimant had a chest x-ray, which was normal. A post-surgical MRI, which was dated 8-4-2022, which states that she had post-surgical changes of left frontal craniotomy with extracranial herniation of brain context with diffusion throughout the supra and infratentorial parenchymine with reflective ischemia and infarction. There is also a left frontal hematoma with similar mass effect. On 8-10-2022, she had a CT scan, which was a status post-surgery. The claimant consistently had edema of the surgical bed region with no significant progression. Basilar cisterns and frontal horns of the lateral ventricles appeared to be normal and improving. The claimant did have on August the 8th a chest x-ray which revealed retrocardiac opacities of atelectasis with a focal density of the right upper lobe medially. She also had a CT scan of the head on 8/7/2022, which stated she had progression of edema at the surgical bed region and some progression at midline shift as described. Interval repositioning of the left parietal skull flap with residual left-sided midline shift, small amount of extra axial blood and gas was seen. Her condition at this time is much improved. Physical examination. Growth chart. The claimant was at the 50 percentile for her height according to her age and was at the 50 percentile for her weight according to her age. Height, 5 feet. Weight, 144 pounds. BP, 115 over 55 mmHg. Heart rate, 60 beats per minute. Respiration, 12 respirations per minute. BMI, 28. General. The claimant is an 11.5-year-old, well-nourished, well-developed female in no acute distress. Could you please drop down to HEENT? The claimant has an abnormal cephalic traumatic head secondary to multiple surgeries. She presented with surgical scars that measured 13 centimeters on the lateral left parietal skull area and 14 centimeters in the midline scar area. There are also two areas that are about 2 centimeters on the occipital area of her brain where possible drains might have been placed. No scleroderis was noted or conjunctiva petechiae. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly normal. No oral pharyngeal erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares was noted. Pupils were equally round and reactive to light, and extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was grossly normal. Confrontational visual fields were also grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/40. Pinhole is 20/40. OS uncorrected is 20/50. Pinhole is 20/50. Binocular uncorrected is 20/40. The claimant does wear glasses, but she forgot to bring them. Could you drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had full range of motion of all joints and no evidence of any active inflammation on examination. The claimant had a normal gait and station. She could walk on her heels and toes and squat without any difficulty. She does have some mild problems, which was barely noticeable of flexion of the right foot. Neurological, cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Deep tendon reflexes were +2 in the triceps, biceps, and brachioradialis, as well as the patellar area. Sensory examination to light touch was normal. Cerebellar function was intact. Muscle strength was +5/5 in all groups tested with no evidence of any muscular wasting. The claimant had a good fine finger control to dexterous movements. Clinical assessment. The claimant showed no evidence of any obvious vision or hearing problems. There was no facial dysmorphism, no skeletal anomalies except for the scars on her skull which had been covered up with her hair now. There was no physical evidence indicating any side effects of medications. The claimant's behavior and attention span was appropriate. She related to and interacts well with her examiner and her caregiver. Her affect is appropriate. Her speech, both quantity and quality, is spontaneous and on imitation age appropriate. Her receptive, expressive, and communicability was age appropriate. Her general health shows no evidence of abnormality at this time. The claimant is having some difficulties in school, which the teachers attribute to possible psychiatric problem, and she is scheduled to see a psychologist to evaluate why she does not desire to study and has not put any effort into her schooling. Diagnosis number one: seizure / convulsions, grand mal seizure secondary to arteriovenous malformation of the brain. The seizures appeared to have subsided. She is on prophylactic nasal sprays in case she does have another seizure, but they appeared to be resolving at this time. Allegation number two, surgery of arteriovenous malformation of the brain. Confirm with medical records and physical examination. The claimant's hemiplegia and paresis has basically resolved. The claimant is able to understand my conversation and has normal physical exam. She does suffer occasionally from decreased balance. Her speech is normal, and her mental status is normal at this time as well. She has had no more syncopal episodes and appears to be doing fairly well. She is struggling in school and is making D's and F's and passing a few other classes at this time. She's being evaluated for possible psychological problems versus learning disability. However, she appears to be a normal child at this time. Allegation number three, learning problems, as discussed in the last allegation. She is going to school in the sixth grade and appears to be doing poorly, which may be a discipline problem and is being evaluated by a psychologist. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Chris Gomez.